We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves. And this includes folks who are attracted to minors. So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are. And you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
Now, notice the crew points out she's got some weird demon painting behind her. And I mean, folks, when you're openly promoting pedophilia and saying it should be called MAPS as a sexual orientation, there's obviously something wrong with you. You're a dark, twisted soul. And then you've got the liberal left. California University hosts segregate orientation. Yeah, you've got all these major universities now where they have graduations for black students and Hispanic students and white students, segregating the students, the reverse of Martin Luther King's dream. Of course, it's liberals that go the opposite way. Liberals are the ideology of regression, not progression, regression. So they're regressing back to their roots of bigotry and discrimination at universities. They're also turning any classroom that has children in it and is run by a liberal teacher into sexual grooming centers. And then they have their therapists and their counselors go on social media and post videos saying, we need to be standing up for pedophiles. And they say minor attracted people are the most discriminated against people in the world. Oh, really? Adults that rape children are discriminated against? I'd say that's a good thing. I think if you're a child abuser, you need to suffer severely. And I think if you're a pedophile child rapist, you need to be eliminated. No more sense in having you with us on this planet. If you're out there raping children, if you're out there as a pedophile, grooming or raping children, it's time for you to suffer severe consequences. But they're so emboldened now. They're so emboldened now that they've gotten away with so much sexual grooming of children, so much child abuse of children. They're going for everything, folks. They want the right to have sex with children. That's what this is all about. They want the right to have sex with children. And you know what? It kind of just hit me, actually. And I've never really heard this before, but it just hit me like a bolt of lightning right in my head right now. Are all of these people really pedophiles? Are all these individuals that are sexually grooming children and doing this stuff to children actually pedophiles? There are certainly pedophiles out there. I mean, Joe Biden has certainly exhibited pedophilic behavior on dozens, if not hundreds, of occasions. But are all these people really pedophiles? Why would they be pushing to groom children, or why would they have this desire to have sex with children? I think it just hit me, folks. They can't find a single consenting adult that wants to get anywhere near them. And so they know the only shot they have is to brainwash a child. Still pedophilia. But I don't know why that just hit me right now as I'm about to go to this video, because I just noticed it's like all these people that are promoting pedophilia as minor attracted persons' sexual orientation, they're all disgusting fuglies. And that's it. They know that they're never going to find a sexual consenting sexual partner or have a loving relationship because they're fallen souls, because they're demons. So they know the only chance they have is to groom children to have sex with them. My God. You liberals are sick. So here's an example. This is a sex therapist and counselor who says pedophiles should not be called pedophiles, but minor attracted persons as a sexual orientation. And it's the most discriminated against group in America. Yeah, I would say pedophiles should be discriminated against, but liberals who are promoting pedophilia because they want to engage in sexual acts with children are trying to say it's minor attracted person sexual orientation, and they openly say it on the internet, like in this video.
I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons.
Pedophiles.
And I want to talk about minor attracted persons.
Pedophiles.
Because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture.
Good.
And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors. So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are. And you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
Now, notice the crew points out she's got some weird demon painting behind her. And I mean, folks, when you're openly promoting pedophilia and saying it should be called MAPS as a sexual orientation, there's obviously something wrong with you. You're a dark, twisted soul. But, you know, it just makes me go back to the WikiLeaks emails, because we all saw the emails that talked about pizza-related MAPS. And, of course, it made no sense to us. Why would you have a pizza-related MAP on a handkerchief? Maybe MAP didn't mean what we thought it meant. Maybe MAP didn't mean like a map where you try to find where you're going. Maybe MAPS in those WikiLeaks Democrat emails meant minor attracted person, a.k.a. pedophile. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it all out.
I've known for a long time that we could be set up, we could be imprisoned, we could be assassinated at any point. I know the globalists are real. I know their battle plan is anti-human and anti-American and anti-God. And so I want to just express to listeners that out of our 28 years on air, right now is the most critical time in our history to share the articles, to share the videos, and to spread the word about what we're doing, because the globalists are so scared of what we're doing because we are exposing their operations. So at any time, we can be taken off the air. At any time, this beacon of truth, this light on the hill, could be shut down. So I wanted to take time out to thank you for your support, and also wanted to take time out to encourage you now more than ever to not take InfoWars for granted, to not take Band.video for granted, and to share those articles and to share those videos and to spread the word about everything we're doing together. The guests, the callers, the co-host, myself, and everything we're doing. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com is such a critical place to visit. It has amazing products, books, films, Patriot apparel, incredible supplements. And if you'll simply continue to fund us, you have my commitment, win, lose, or draw, no matter what happens, to never give up. Because I'll never give up. I don't know how to give up. I'll never give up. I'll never sell out. I'll never give in. But I could give out. Please keep us in the fight. Continue to invest in the work you've done at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the incredible support you've given us. But now, InfoWars is entering the crucible in the most important phase of our work in the last 28 years. God bless and good luck.